Parents are watching their little ones navigate friendships, and sometimes they wonder, how can I help my child become a confident leader with their friends? And I want you to know, you're asking such a thoughtful question, and there's so much we can explore together. So grab a cozy cup of tea, settle in with me, and let's talk about what leadership really looks like in young children, and more. Importantly, how your child is probably already showing you their beautiful leadership qualities in ways you might not have noticed yet. Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the Magic Book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. First, let me share something the Magic Book taught me that changed everything. When we think about leadership in 3- and 4-year-olds, we often imagine the loudest child, the one who takes charge, the one who tells everyone what to do. But here's the truth, my friend. That's not what leadership looks like at this age. Not at all. The research is so clear on this. When young children develop strong social and emotional skills, they naturally build the confidence needed to take positive leadership roles with their peers. And what does that look like? It looks like kindness. It looks like helping a friend who's struggling. It looks like sharing when someone needs a toy. It looks like gentle encouragement when another child feels sad. Your child doesn't need to be the loudest to be a leader. They need to be kind. They need to be caring. They need to show empathy. And those are the qualities that create the most beautiful leaders. Studies show that children who feel emotionally secure are more likely to express their wishes clearly, initiate play with others, and participate actively in group activities. And you know what creates that emotional security? Your warm, responsive relationship with them. Every time you validate their feelings, every time you listen with your full attention, every time you show them that their ideas matter, you're building the foundation for confident, compassionate leadership. Social pretend play has been found particularly effective in fostering leadership skills and prosocial behaviors in preschoolers. When children engage in collaborative play experiences, they practice essential skills like negotiating, problem solving, and taking initiative. So when your child is playing house with their friends, or building a castle together, or pretending to be animals in the forest, they're not just playing. They're learning to lead through cooperation and creativity. Now, let me share some practical ways you can support your child's growing leadership qualities. First, create opportunities for your child to help others. This is so important. When your child helps set the table, or helps a younger sibling with their shoes, or helps water the plants, they're learning that leadership means being helpful. Praise these moments specifically. Instead of just saying good job, try saying, I noticed you helped your friend reach the book on the high shelf. That was such kind leadership. Second, encourage your child to express their ideas and preferences. Ask them questions like, what game would you like to play with your friends today? Or, how do you think we could solve this problem? When children learn that their ideas are valued, they gain the confidence to share those ideas with their peers. And that's leadership, my friend. Third, model gentle leadership yourself. Children learn so much by watching us. When they see you helping a neighbor, encouraging a friend, or solving a problem with kindness, they're learning what leadership really means. The Magic Book reminds me that we teach more through who we are than through what we say. Fourth, celebrate acts of kindness and encouragement. When you notice your child encouraging a friend who's trying something new, or comforting someone who's sad, make a big deal out of it. Say something like, I saw you tell your friend they could do it when they were nervous about the slide. That's what wonderful leaders do. They help others feel brave. And here's something beautiful. Research shows that children whose parents respond with empathy rather than frustration develop better emotional regulation and show reduced anxiety over time. So when your child is hesitant to join a group or feels shy around new friends, your patient, understanding response is actually building their future leadership capacity. Now, I want to tell you about a story from the Magic Book that shows this so beautifully. It's called The Gentle Glow of Kindness, and it's about a child named Leo who feels discouraged at a special festival. He's watching other children and feeling like he's not fast enough, not strong enough, not enough. But then something magical happens. His friend Mia helps him discover that the celebration lanterns, these beautiful glowing lanterns, they don't glow brightest for speed or strength. They glow brightest for kindness and gentle encouragement. When Leo starts helping others and offering gentle words of encouragement, his lantern begins to shine with the most beautiful light. And he learns that true leadership isn't about being the fastest or the loudest. It's about lifting others up. It's about making others feel seen and valued. It's about kindness. After you read this story with your child, you can have such beautiful conversations. You can ask, when have you helped a friend like Leo did? When have you used kind words to encourage someone? And you can point out all the ways your child is already showing these gentle leadership qualities. The Magic Book teaches us that every child has their own unique way of leading. Some children lead through creativity, coming up with imaginative games that everyone wants to play. Some lead through empathy, noticing when someone needs help and being the first to offer it. Some lead through problem solving, figuring out how to build the tallest block tower or how to share the toys fairly. Your child's leadership style is perfect for who they are. And when you honor that, when you celebrate their unique way of connecting with and helping their friends, you're giving them the greatest gift. You're telling them you don't have to be someone else to be a leader. You're already wonderful exactly as you are. Remember, my friend, leadership in young children isn't about dominance or being in charge. It's about connection, kindness, and caring. And from everything you've shared with me, from the very fact that you're here asking this question, I can tell that your child is learning these beautiful qualities from you. You're doing such important work. Every time you model kindness, every time you encourage your child's ideas, every time you celebrate their gentle acts of helping and caring, you're raising a leader. Not the kind who needs to be the loudest, but the kind the world needs most. The kind who leads with their heart. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on, celebrating your beautiful parenting journey. And we have so many stories that can help, stories about friendship and kindness and finding your own special way to shine. Thank you for being here with me today. Thank you for caring so deeply about your child's development. And thank you for understanding that true leadership begins with a kind heart. Until our next adventure together, my wonderful friend, with love and starlight, Inara.